This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here are the main stories at 5:30. Putrajaya will increase the amount of tourism tax returned to state governments from one to 5 ringgit for every 10 ringgit of tax collected. This comes as Tourism and Culture Minister Datuk Sri Nazri Aziz reveals the government collected nearly 40 million ringgit in tourism tax from September to December last year.
Pembahagian cukai ini akan dibuat secara saksama berdasarkan peratusan kutipan cukai pelancongan di negeri masing-masing. Setiap negeri boleh menggunakan peruntukan ini bagi membangunkan sektor pelancongan masing-masing, khususnya promosi dan pemasaran destinasi yang lebih agresif, penganjuran acara-acara pelancongan, pembangunan modal insan dan penyelenggaraan projek-projek pelancongan berskala kecil.
Nazri adds the payment will be made every 3 months, channeled directly to the respective state governments. The Parliament was told only 107 names of sexual offenders have been included in the child registry despite over 22,000 reported cases of sexual crimes against children between 2010 and May 2017. Meanwhile, over 380 cases were registered with the Special Criminal Court on sexual crimes against children in Putrajaya since it was set up in June last year. In Sabah, the Defence Ministry has assured Royal Malaysian Navy barracks damaged by earthquakes in the state will be fixed. The Ministry says it will work with Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Sri Abdul Rahman Dahlan, to raise at least 5 million ringgit to refurbish the buildings. Sabah was hit by a 6.0 magnitude earthquake in June 2015, killing 18 people, while last Thursday a 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck Ranau, with tremors felt as far as Kota Kinabalu, more than 100 kilometres away. In the US, officials have defended President Donald Trump's decision to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, claiming the move was not merely a PR stunt or a gift to Pyongyang. Washington expects North Korea to halt all nuclear and missile testing in advance of any meeting, while the goal of the meeting remains denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, something Kim has reportedly agreed to discuss. Trump would become the first sitting U.S. president to meet with a leader of the reclusive nation, although the White House have not seen nor received an official response from the North Korean regime regarding the summit. In business news, Hartalega Holdings will continue to invest in automation in the form of mechanization to replace manual labor, alongside Industry 4.0 related IT technology for its glove manufacturing process. Hartalega's managing director, Kwan Moon Leong, expects mechanization to reduce its total headcount per million glove pieces, including at its NGC production facility.
We look at areas like in the final packing of gloves, and also areas of inspection of the quality of gloves. It's an automated inspection system. It's using computer imaging to inspect every piece of gloves that comes out from our production lines. These two mechanization will help us to reduce our headcount per million pieces. Right now, if you look at just NGC alone, our headcount per million pieces is 2.6. With these two mechanization, we target to bring it down to 2.3.
T7 Global Berhad's unit has secured a 3-year contract from Petronas Carigali to provide a hydraulic workover unit. The umbrella contract price will be as per work order request at the full discretion of Petronas Carigali. And Singapore's Golden Gate Ventures is reportedly raising a $100 million US dollar fund to continue investing in Southeast Asia's e-commerce, payments and mobile apps market. In markets, the FBM KLCI closed 0.8% higher at 1,859 points. Actively traded stocks included SKH Consortium, Nexgram Holdings and NWP Holdings. Gainers were led by Nestle, FNN and Hartalega Holdings, while decliners included Hengyuan Refining, PLB Engineering and United Plantations. Overall, Asian shares closed higher, with Hong Kong's Hang Seng up 2% at 31,594 points, while Shanghai's Composite closed 0.1% higher.
The BFM Traffic Report.
According to Waze, traffic is building up leaving the city, with delays to be expected on most major roads. Jalan Kucheng is busy from Segambut towards Taman Wahyu, while Jalan Syed Putra is busy from the Kuan Cheng High School towards Mid Valley and the Federal Highway. Waze also reports traffic is backed up on the LDP from Jalan Majlis to Taman Mega due to an earlier stalled bus. On the east-west link, it's slow from Sepute to Taman Desa. I'm Nafrit Navin, and you're now up to date on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.